One thing that I think is important for people to recognize is when their power zone is. And a power zone is when we're at our sharpest, our freshest, and our most creative. Most people have a couple of hours where they're really in their groove. And to get clear when that is. Some people are real early in the morning, some are late morning, some are night people, that's fine. I recommend you do not look at email during your power zone, because email does not take your full sharpest brain and creativity. Also, you don't have meetings during that. Now, for me, my power zone is actually in the late morning. So I don't start my workday until 10 a.m. And I tend to work later because I have a second wind a little bit later. So my morning, it comprises mostly of taking care of myself. What that looks like is sitting right up in bed and drinking a big glass of water, having some herbal tea. I move to a chair that's in my bedroom and I do a little bit of writing, and I always write things that I'm proud of or grateful for. I usually will talk with my husband a little bit in the morning. I'll pick up a few things around the house, you know, kind of my domestic duties a little bit. And I get myself ready for work. I am someone who has worked from home for 14 years. So I'm actually in a good rhythm with that. And I have a dedicated separate office with healthy boundaries. So I don't actually walk into my office until 10 o'clock, which is when I begin my workday. Depending on my exercise routine, sometimes I'll do a walk in the morning, but I tend to enjoy walks at lunchtime. So I don't usually have that first thing in the morning, but what you can hear is I'm focusing on the things that are most important to me and that make the biggest difference. I then will focus on what moves the needle in my business the most, and that's what I do during my power zone. So if it's planning, writing, brainstorming, working on a new program, working on some type of project, I do that when I'm freshest. And then I don't check email until after that.